you're given what you need, not what you want. I know you want to just have like everything be magically healed. I know you want every friendship to be easy and to just get that dream job and all the things. But if we're not actually living as a match for that, it's just not going to happen. Like, we have to do that internal work. And it's not a bad thing. Like, it's a beautiful thing. Like, it's the journey of life. It's so awesome. It's so fun to get to like get curious and why is this happening? Okay, what's beneath the surface? And that's all about your energy too, the energy with which you approach things.
Welcome to the Sensitive and Soulful Show. If you're the type of person who's often heard that you're too sensitive, you're too emotional, you're just too much, this is your place. Hi, my name is Alyssa Boyer, and I'm a mentor for highly sensitive people. My mission in life is to help other highly sensitive souls learn how to embrace their sensitivity as a gift. Each week, I will share tools, tips, and stories for you to learn how to lean into your sensitivity and learn how to work with it instead of fighting against it. I believe the world is a better place when more sensitive, deep-feeling people feel comfortable and confident in their skin, and I can't wait to show you how. So, get comfy, and let's dive in.
Hi, friends. Okay, today we're going to be talking about tapping into your highest self and really like anchoring in where you're going and who you're becoming. And this is a practice I connect with all the time, like seriously all the time. And it's helped me so, so much. And I wanted to record this episode to be the one that's coming out on New Year's Eve because it's just like a powerful way to guide yourself in a new year. But truly, it doesn't matter when you're listening to this, because like I said, it's a practice that I tap into literally all of the time. And it's so powerful. So if you've ever been in any of my programs, then you're definitely familiar with my beliefs around tapping into your highest self. This is something I talk about a lot in Sensitive and Soulful Self-Worth. It's something that I talk about in Breaking the Good Girl Cycle. Like, it's just, it's huge. And so when I talk about stepping into your highest self, what I mean by that, and maybe you've heard this concept from other people, I did not invent it. This is just my take on it. When I talk about your highest self, I'm referring to the most confident, empowered, authentic version of you. The version of you that is not bothered by little things, that's not insecure, that's living out your dreams, that has the dream relationship that you desire, like all of the things. It's like you 2.0. It's like the best version of you. And it doesn't, your highest self is not like a totally different person. It's you. It's just like you with all that you are capable. You just like realizing all of your potential. You without being weighed down by your insecurities and your wounds and your trauma, and just being boldly yourself, whatever that looks like. And I love tapping into this visualization of who my highest self is and how she moves and what she does, because it then gives me a guiding path for who I want to be and how I want to show up in relationships, in my life, how I want to respond to challenges, all of the things. And if you listened to my episode on manifestation a few episodes back, then I believe I talked about highest self there. Maybe I didn't, but it's all kind of like interwoven where I think I did. I mean, I had to have at least mentioned it. It's all interwoven because basically the way that I see it is if you want to live your dream life, like you want to live the life where you are following your passion, where you're making the kind of money you want to make, where you have the relationship that you desire, where you have the career you want, where you live in the area you want, whatever, right? Like your dream life, you have to move from, you know, where you are right now toward your highest self. And when you are moving toward your highest self, the most authentic, confident, empowered version of you, then you are more in alignment and more of a match for the things that you desire. So it's like when you're moving toward being your highest self, you are a match for the things that you want. But the process in between is what can be super, super challenging. And this is where we get hung up a lot of times, where we say, oh, I want to feel more confident. I don't want to be so triggered by my children. I don't want to feel so awkward when I go, you know, to a party, right? We have these little things. And so the idea of being our highest self sounds nice. But then when it comes to your real life, it's really hard to put into practice. So you're like, well, I want to be this confident version of me. I want to be less triggered, but people always trigger me. I'm always around people who don't understand me and they make me feel insecure. And oh my gosh, like, well, I always have these annoying things happen to me, or, you know, I have these health issues or whatever. And we have these things that we perceive as blocking us from being that confident version of us. But where you're getting it wrong is that those roadblocks, those things that feel like they are getting in the way, are actually part of your path toward becoming the highest self version of you. Because those things are your triggers. Those things are your lessons. They're your tests in your life that you are meant to experience and move through. And you're going to keep hitting these blocks until you learn how to move through them. And when you start to shift your perspective and start to see challenges and triggers and the unfair things that have happened to you as opportunities, you know, as tests, as things that can expand you and evolve you, you start to feel excited about all of the things in your way, because you're like, okay, game on. That's what I was just saying to one of my clients the other day. My one-on-one client, she was going through, or she was nervous about, nervous about spending time with a friend in this like friend group that triggers her. She's like, how do I like deal with this? Like, how do I, you know, deal with being around somebody who is frustrating to me? And of course, like, you know, we talked through some like deeper stuff and why specifically this person is triggering, et cetera. So, you know, there's more to it than this. But one of the things that I said to her was, I love to look at challenges as like, okay, game on, let's freaking go. Like, this is my Super Bowl. Like, let me put into practice all of the things that I've been learning, all of those self-help stuff I've been learning, like, time to put it into practice. This is where the game is on. And so when it comes to challenges, when it comes to things happening that you don't like, that trigger you, these are your opportunities to start responding to them from your highest self, connecting to how would the most confident, authentic version of me respond to the situation. This changes everything, because the more you can respond from that energy of your highest, most confident self, the more you can begin to resolve these issues, the more you can be less bothered by them, where they can become less of a thing. So let's say that you're somebody who feels really self-conscious and insecure, and you feel comfortable when you're at home. You feel comfortable in certain settings where you can kind of control the variables. But as soon as you go to, you know, a party of some sort, maybe it's like a work party, or your boyfriend brings you to a party with his friends, and suddenly you feel like a fish out of water. And then all of a sudden you're like, judging yourself for what you're wearing. And you're like, oh my gosh, like, I feel like everyone is looking at me and I feel so dumb. And then you introduce yourself to someone and then you stumble over your words and you feel embarrassed. And all of these things come up and you're like, well, how the heck am I supposed to be my most confident, highest self when I'm so awkward and I always like do the wrong thing? And then you start beating yourself up and then it's a whole spiral, right? Like, I know many of you can relate to that. And that was my story. And so your work is to transcend those insecurities and to become the type of person who is okay with stumbling over your words and view this situation as like, okay, game on. Like, here's an opportunity to practice stepping into the energy of my highest self, of my most confident self. And so asking yourself, how would my highest self walk into this party? And again, it's like your highest self is you, especially like you 2.0. So if you are more of an introvert, then your highest self isn't just going to be an extrovert, because that's not you, but rather your highest self owns and embraces her introverted nature. So maybe you walk into the party and you imagine yourself walking in with this quiet confidence, right? I just did an episode on this. Go listen to that after if you haven't yet. You walk into the party with this quiet confidence where it's just like your shoulders are held back, your head is held high, you know, you look around and maybe you notice that you're like more underdressed than everyone else. Okay. How would your highest self respond to that? How would she think about herself? Well, she'd be like, hey, I picked this outfit out because it's comfy. And like, okay, if anyone judges me, there's an opportunity to practice accepting and loving myself anyway, to challenge the voices in my head that are telling me that I'm not good enough, because those are just self-critical voices that I don't need to listen to. They're not the truth, right? And maybe you introduce yourself to someone, right? And you say something awkward or you stumble over your words and you notice your tendency to want to be hard on yourself and judge yourself and then ruminate on it for like 10 days after. And instead you're like, okay, here's my opportunity to practice loving and accepting myself. So you say, okay, like you say to yourself, highly doubt this person is thinking about this interaction for more than 2 minutes. If they are, it's totally fine. It's none of my business what they think of me because I love and accept myself. And you laugh at it. And you're like, hey, I love that I put myself out there. I love that I introduced myself. That's something that I normally don't do. And I just did that. That's really cool, right? And so in this experience, you're taking a situation that usually feels triggering for you, where you usually feel insecure, and you're instead using it as an opportunity to heal some of those insecurities and to approach it from this energy of highest self, being the version of you who isn't so bothered, isn't so insecure, isn't so hard on yourself. All of these things that pop up are opportunities for you to heal and choose differently. And so many people will say, but how do I heal this? How do I heal this? And I get that. Like a lot of times it takes some deeper inner work. And that's why over 2 years ago now, I created Sensitive and Soulful Self-Worth, which is literally your step-by-step roadmap to healing your self-worth as an HSP. So you can look at, okay, why do I feel so insecure around certain people? Why am I so hard on myself? Why do I get so anxious in these certain situations? Why do I act this way? All of that you can work through in Sensitive and Soulful Self-Worth. So that's like, you know, the going deeper with it so that you can go into these interactions with more confidence, knowing exactly how you want to approach them, right? So if you want more info on that program, it's always linked in the show notes, sensitiveandsoulful.com/self-worth. Like I will talk about that till I'm blue in the face because it's like, I think every HSP should literally go through it. So many of the questions I receive are answered in that course, truly. And so every challenging situation, everything that triggers you, it's not happening to make your life harder. It's not happening to make you suffer. It's happening because you are getting opportunities to step into being your highest self, to being the version of you who has the things that you desire. And you can't get to that place of being your most confident self if you don't know how to move through challenges. If it was just all easy breezy, what are you going to learn? You're not going to grow and expand through just having things be easy. You're not going to become a confident person who can handle all types of situations if you're always just in your comfort zone around people who validate you and, you know, make you feel comfortable 24/7. Like that's nice and we love that and that serves a purpose for sure. But also like your growth and expansion lies in having situations that will brush up against your insecurities so that you can heal them. Like we have to have those things happen. To give you another example, for me, I used to be really self-conscious about like my credentials in this space where it's like I found this work through, it was literally so divinely guided. Like I can't even tell you, like I started a blog and then I started really talking about my experience as an HSP. I've done so much research on being highly sensitive. I was a writer for Sensitive Refuge, which is the largest publication for HSPs. Like I did all of this stuff, but I didn't, you know, go to school for psychology. I didn't get some like fancy title or anything like that. Like I did none of that stuff. And one of my biggest core wounds in my life is comparing myself to other people and feeling less than specifically comparing myself to my younger brother growing up, who was like exceptionally smart. Like he's a chemical engineer, like just really book smart. And I always did well in school, but I was more like writing, creativity smart, not like math, science smart. And so I had this wound within me that told me, you're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not, you know, you're doing all right, but there's people that are way smarter than you. And so in my work toward becoming my highest, most confident self, which I really feel so much closer to that version of me, I feel so much more just like aligned and steady and so certain in myself and so confident and just good, right? But in my pursuit of becoming more of her, I was met with so many triggers. Anytime I would get a comment from somebody on social media questioning me, like, or who are you to do this? Or who are you to say this? Or I'd get a message, usually harmless, I'm sure, saying, what are your credentials? How did you learn about this? I immediately felt this defensiveness. I immediately felt this insecurity where it's like, oh my gosh, I need to prove myself. I need to over-explain. I need to show that I know what I'm talking about. And it would bring up this insecurity. And my work was not to go and over-explain myself. My work was not to go get a bunch of certifications just to soothe my ego. My work was to learn how to validate myself and to sit with the discomfort of that and recognize, oh, dang, I'm feeling super triggered by these comments, because it reminds me of all the times as a kid where I felt like I wasn't as smart as my brother. It's bringing up these insecurities that I'm an imposter. It was that imposter syndrome energy. I'm not good enough. And oh no, I'm going to be found out that I'm not good enough. There's all of that coming up to the surface. And so each time I would get a comment like that and I would feel that tinge of self-judgment and I'm not good enough and oh, I'm going to be found out as not good enough. It was my opportunity to do healing work around it. I brought myself through my triggers process. I have a 6-step triggers process. I talk about it all the time. Want to practice that? You can literally watch my free workshop on how to manage and neutralize your triggers. It's linked in the show notes. It's called Unbotherable. You can always find and access that workshop. It's so good. So I would bring myself through my 6-step triggers process. And over time, consistently moving through that trigger over and over and over again, I got to a place where it no longer bothers me. So I can talk about it on the podcast and I'm not like, oh my gosh, I hope no one's listening to this and thinking, oh, I was going to work with Alyssa, but now I'm not because she doesn't have this credential. Like I don't care because I've helped so many people. I don't need external validation to tell me that I'm good enough because I know I'm good enough. I know my worth and value. I know what the heck I'm talking about. I am so sure of all of that, that it's completely fine. And that shows me that I've gotten to a place of being truly neutral toward it, where it's, I've healed this part of me. And I did this through daily actions in my life. I didn't, have to like go sit through years and years of therapy, nothing against therapy at all. I've done therapy, of course, like I've gone many times in my life, but it's really amazing what you can do, what you can access in your daily life, where you're just beginning to notice your triggers and get curious and, huh, what's beneath the surface here? And, how is this guiding me toward being more of my highest self? And so in those moments too, something I would think about when I felt triggered by the comments, I would think about, okay, how would my highest self respond to this? What does she think of herself? Does she need to have a certification to make people think she's good enough? Or does she freaking know that she's got this ability, this God-given ability, and this, she was divinely led? And I would anchor into how she would show up over and over and over and over again. It's not a one-time thing. And so if you try this once, you're like, it's not working for me. You got to keep trying. It's a process. It took me a while to do that, right? But that's the power of it. And so beginning to just look at, oh, these triggers and challenges are happening as an opportunity for me to get closer to being my highest self, to heal the things that I need to heal. We are sent these tests and triggers and challenges because we need to heal them, because we're not meant to carry them around for our entire life. We're not meant to be defined by them. We're meant to transcend them and step into all of that we have been given, all of the gifts and strengths that we have been given. That's why we're here. You're given what you need, not what you want. I know you want to just have like everything be magically healed. I know you want every friendship to be easy and to just get that dream job and all the things. But if we're not actually living as a match for that, it's just not going to happen. Like, we have to do that internal work. And it's not a bad thing. Like, it's a beautiful thing. Like, it's the journey of life. It's so awesome. It's so fun to get to like get curious and why is this happening? Okay, what's beneath the surface? And that's all about your energy too, the energy with which you approach things. I always talk with my clients about this idea of experimental energy and showing up with curiosity and with playfulness. Why is this happening to me? What's the lesson here? What's the opportunity here? What is my highest self trying to teach me and show me? Right? It's just a different energy. It just feels so much lighter. It just feels so much better. So a practice you can do to connect with your highest self is, you know, I have a meditation on this, but I'll just kind of briefly lead you through what I like to do, which is just to, you know, close your eyes and connect with this version of you, this highest self version of you that lives the life that you want, that has the dream job or follows her passion, the version of you that has the dream relationship and feels fully confident and accepting of herself. Like, how does she move about her day? How does she respond to challenges? How does she think about herself? What does she do when she makes a mistake? What does she do when somebody tries to cross her boundary? What does she do when somebody judges her or misunderstands her or says something unkind to her? How does she respond to all of that? What do her daily habits look like? What's a non-negotiable for her? What does she eat? How does she move her body? Right? All of this. I'd encourage you to just like write those questions down, journal on it. If you're into meditation, take some time to meditate on it and just start to get familiar with your highest self. And when challenges come up and when life's and you're like, oops, I'm triggered or oops, I'm feeling insecure. Okay. How would my highest self respond to this? And some people will say, I don't know how she would respond to it. Well, it's probably the opposite of what you're currently doing. That's one way to look at it. So if somebody triggers you and your normal response is to get defensive and want to overexplain, well, then your highest self is definitely not getting defensive and overexplaining. She's probably pausing and taking a deep breath and regulating herself and then assessing if she needs to have a conversation with this person or if it's actually fine and, you know, it just hit on an insecurity of hers, right? She has self-awareness. So get curious, practice this. If you want help moving through your triggers, first step that you can take, free step, is again, my six step triggers process, which I teach you in the Unbotherable workshop. Link to that is always in the show notes. It's sensitiveandsoulful.com/trigger, T-R-I-G-G-E-R. And then if you want to take it a step further, Sensitive and Soulful Self-Worth is always where it's at. And the triggers process is embedded in that program as well. It's part of it. You get the workshop included, of course. And that is sensitiveandsoulful.com/self-worth. I always have these resources available to you. There's always an option to take things a step further past this podcast. But my intention always with these episodes is that you're going to get everything you need and more, that you're going to have aha moments and breakthroughs from these episodes alone. And then knowing there's always the option to do more if you feel inspired, if you feel pulled toward that. So I'm here rooting you on always. I know this is possible for you. I want you to really, really see the possibility available for you. I want you to anchor in a new reality for yourself. And I cannot wait to hear from you about how this episode supported you and what revelations come through from practicing being your highest self. Thank you so much for joining me. If you like this podcast, please be sure to rate, subscribe, and share it with a friend who might need it. And I can't wait to chat with you next time. Sending you all the love. Talk soon.